Yeah, we used, well, I think we did that one in soundcheck. We used to do that one in soundcheck or something like that.
I think every once in a while you would do it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In the middle of a song.
I don't think I played guitar in it, though. I think I just sang a little bit of harmony.
Riff.
I love that.
For it. It's cool.
Yeah, I learned it for this.
I learned it for y'all. For the guitar players out there that know that riff. You want to do you want to do one of your songs?
Yeah. Let's do Writers. You feel like doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to do a song from Look Long.
Y'all, I'm still using music for everything. Oh, my God. It's like, it's. I mean, it is a crutch. There's no doubt about it. I'm using a crutch. But we sort of decide what we're going to play, like, the last minute sometimes. Or not. Or I just didn't practice enough. Oh, here we are. Hey, Holly Crenshaw.
Hey, Holly.
Good to see you. Oh, my God. So many awesome people. You just made my husband so happy. All the male Pink Floyd energy out there. I love it.
Me too.
The boys that love Pink Floyd. All those bands that used. I mean, I remember every high school band that would cover that song in their garage. But it was one of the most brilliant albums ever made. So
they covered that. They covered Layla at all the high school dances.
And Stairway to Heaven.
Yep.
Yeah.
Slow dance.
Oh, Cooper Carter just texted us. I was having this dream that he was in the background playing guitar with that.
You had that dream?
In my head, I was like, if Cooper Carter was here, he could be right back there playing along with us.
Our manager is Russell Carter, and Cooper Carter is his son, but he is an amazing musician, incredible guitarist.
And I think I remember him playing, like, the whole Dark Side of the Moon record one night or something with his band, or was it maybe it was, yeah, I think it was him, or Adrian or somebody. It was amazing. We're going to do a song off our new record. The record's called Look Long.
And, yeah, this song is called When We Were Writers, and it a lot of it has to do with the time I spent in New Orleans at Tulane University for my first 2 years of college, and then I transferred to Emory, and Amy transferred from Vanderbilt to Emory, and then we carried on together. But the 2 years I had in New Orleans were just, like, rich and deep, and they've just stuck in me, and so I keep going back to them when I try to write about things that propel me, so... This is about keeping the fire alive. All right.